From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Laurie Klein reading Marthelin and the Major by Stephen and Janet Bly. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. Jeremiah 4, 13. Chapter 1. Carson City, Nevada, 1880.
Judith, dear, where is that darling judge of yours? I need him desperately.
The long peacock feather emanating from the band of Daisy Bell Emery's wide, teal-colored felt hat rose 2 feet above her head, flagging her presence in the crowded, noisy lobby of the opera house. Judith Kingston intertwined her ungloved hands and fought the urge to fiddle with her wedding ring.
He's escorting Marthelin home.
Even in the roar and laughter that bounced off the 12-foot ceiling and crystal chandeliers of the antechamber, her voice sounded too loud and defensive.
Oh, was Marthelin ill?
Daisy Bell pulled on black silk gloves and stretched them up to her elbows. She slipped her arm into Judith's and led them toward the west wall, in front of a 30-foot mural of 4 grizzled prospectors and a mule on top of Mount Davidson.
No, not really.
Judith glanced toward the front door, but her 5-foot-4-inch height prevented her from seeing through the crowd.
It's a rather involved story.
How delicious.